Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Tuesday, the 13th of August, 2019. It is the 225th day of the year, 140 days until the end of the year, 203 days until primary elections, and 448 days until presidential elections. The sun rises at 6:24 this morning, sunset at 8:04 tonight. We have 13 hours and 40 minutes of daylight. Solar transit at 1:14 this afternoon. First low tide was at 5:06, next low tide at 4:55, the next high tide at 12:14, and the final high tide at 10:54 tonight. The moon is currently 96.4% visible, a waxing gibbous moon. If you feel like howling at it, go right ahead. I sure did this morning. We'll have a proper full moon on Wednesday, which is tomorrow at 5:29 in the morning. It will be a full sturgeon moon. The sturgeon of the Great Lakes and Lake Champlain were most readily caught during this full moon. It's also been called the green corn moon as well. Today is International Left-Handers Day, National Filet Mignon Day, National Prosecco Day. Today is also Independence Day for the Central African Republic, Women's Day in Tunisia. And if today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Annie Oakley, Burt Lahr, Alfred Hitchcock, Jimmy McCracklin, Pat Harrington Jr., Don Ho, Jocelyn Elders, Kathleen Battle, Dan Fogelberg, one of my favorite songwriters, Dave Carter, Danny Bonaduce, also known as Danny Partridge, and Valerie Plame. On this day in history in 1889, William Gray of Hartford, Connecticut is granted the United States patent number 408,709 for coin-operated apparatus for telephones. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin at KLW.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. A reminder that school starts on Monday, August 19th. For more information, such as school site addresses and phone numbers, you're welcome to visit sfusd.edu. KALW will bring you live coverage of the school board meeting tonight, starting the 6 o'clock hour. And what do we do with ourselves in the meantime? Why not go to your local library? Here's something fun for the kids. Snack making with teens. They'll be making Spam Musubi. This will be today, 2:30 to 4, at the Chinatown Meeting Room at the Chinatown Hymnmark Lai branch of the San Francisco Public Library. That's 1135 Powell Street. Spam Musubi is a popular snack and lunch food in Hawaii, composed of a slice of grilled ham on top of a block of rice, wrapped together with nori, or dried seaweed. Let the library staff know about concerns about food allergies. Space is limited. Pre-registration is recommended for teens ages 10 and older. Registration, please call the reference desk at the Chinatown Public Library. That number is 415-355-2888. This is a making and creative arts program for the San Francisco Public Library. Create with us, from clothes to robots and so much more. All materials are provided unless otherwise noted. Some fun stuff to do in San Francisco Public Libraries. Go to sfpl.org/summerstride. The Cross Currents Morning Report is next. Time is 6:51. An hour of news from the BBC World Service at 2 o'clock this afternoon. More BBC news this hour on Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of Northern California news stories. A state audit has revealed that California state universities have a surplus of $1.5 billion. That should be good news. However, the state is asking Cal State University why, with all that money they've raised tuition on students and cut employee pay. The chancellor of the state university system is responding that the schools are setting aside all this money to help students with financial aid, to pay for construction, and act as a cushion in case of recession. No one is accusing California State University system of doing anything illegal nor inappropriate with the extra money. People who have been affected by wildfires in Northern California in 2017 can very soon start filing claims for housing and other immediate needs with PG&E. The utility will have on their website a place where people can file claims called the Wildfire Assistance Program. A judge presiding over Pacific Gas and Electric's bankruptcy proceedings has approved $105 million to help victims of the Atlas, Camp, Nuns, and Tubbs fires. Deadline to apply is November 15th. If one wants to join the deadline, there's a deadline for joining the bankruptcy lawsuit, and that is October 21st. The youngest person killed in gun violence at the Gilroy Garlic Festival on July 28th was laid to rest yesterday. His name was Stephen Romero. He was 6 years old. He loved comic books, especially Batman, and he loved listening to romantic ballads by The Weeknd. A small open white casket was placed in front of a San Jose auditorium. Enlarged photos of the boy were displayed and wreaths of flowers as well. 300 friends and family attended. He's now buried in a cemetery in San Jose. You can hear the Cross Currents Morning Report later this hour at 8:51 for KLW News. I'm Kevin Vance.